Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We have so much that we are addressing. I'll remind you, I think it's next week, Bill O'Reilly will be back. And you know, everybody's coming off of their summer vacation, so it'll be nice to get O'Reilly back. Just chat about some of the things that are going on, including what I must confess is the one failure that the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, the President of Israel, Speaker of the Knesset, numerous members of the Knesset shared with us, the one thing that they're losing at is the public relations effort. October the 7th, 2023, I mean, you've got more than 1,000 people slaughtered, and somehow, some way, fast forward a couple of years, and Israel is the bad guys. Now, I don't know that that's anything new. I think I've seen that my entire life, but having just gotten back from Israel and having had the opportunity, thanks to Chris Ruddy, especially at Newsmax, to be part of this delegation to Israel, to meet with these people, to hear about it, I just thought, well, what do we do? How on earth do we get the message out there better? Ambassador David Friedman served as our American ambassador to Israel during President Trump's first administration. We had the opportunity to chat. As you know, I spent time with Ambassador Mike Huckabee, who I think is doing a great job. But I'm so thrilled that Ambassador Friedman is joining us. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's my pleasure to be with you again.
Tell me a little bit about the public relations problem right now, where Israel is fighting back, doing all the right things, and yet somehow, some way, we're the bad guys.
It's as you point out, it's not a new story, but it's somewhat maddening. But it's the fight that Israel's been fighting, you know, since its inception. Look, when the New York Times puts a picture on its front page of a child with a bloated, distended stomach, and the caption reads, "This is what Israel is doing to Gazan children. It is starving them so much that their bellies are exploding." You know, anybody who's got a heart, who sees that, is going to react negatively, of course, to Israel. Except for one thing: it's not true. It's a fake. The kid, you know, unfortunately, you know, I feel bad for this kid, but the kid wasn't starving. He had a genetic disease. Times didn't care. This is just an example of things that happen over and over and over again. By the way, the Times published a retraction. They have a separate website called, you know, Retractions, where, you know, maybe, you know, one out of 10,000 of the people that see the main website get to look at the retractions. So this is just an example of what Israel is fighting. It's look the day after. The day after October 7th and October 8th, Israel had not yet even responded to the carnage, to the slaughter, to the rape and murder of innocent civilians. Hadn't even responded yet. And yet on that day, you know, college professors at some of the best schools in the United States were getting up talking about how exhilarated they were about what Hamas was doing. Right? This is they weren't complaining about Israel's response. It hadn't happened yet. So it's a huge uphill climb. You know, anti-Semitism has been around for, 3,500 years. Ever since there have been Jews, there have been people who hate Jews. Yep. It's not going to change. I'm not going to, you know, I wish I could tell you I was going to fix it. We're not going to fix it. We're going to keep plowing on. And you know what? We're just going to have to win. We have to win our battles. We can't afford to lose. We have no margin of error. We just have to keep winning.
Can you share with people the concern that I know you have and I have because I complain about it. I talk about it all the time. And that is groups like J Street, right? They purport to be advocates for the Jewish people. They rep, and I'm thinking, you guys seem to hate Jews as much, if not more, than the folks who are over there in Hamas. I mean, I've never seen such horrible anti-Jewish behavior from people who claim to be Jews.
Well, you know, the prophet Isaiah said something very smart. In the years in 700 BC, he said, your destroyers, he said to the Jewish people, he said, your destroyers will come from within. And he was right then, and he's right now. And we, unfortunately, there's something, and I'm the son of a rabbi. Yeah. You know, I'm as Jewish as they get.
Yep.
And I try to love, you know, every Jew, try to love every human being if I can, but they make it awfully tough to love them because they have this need. This section of our community has this need, this obsessive need to be accepted, to be part of the group, and to show that, you know, we're really good people and we're really not bad and we're not really hurting anybody and we really just want what's good for everybody. We're the only, you know, nation in the world that feels the need to, you know, to apologize for having an army, apologize for having our own state, apologize for having a government. No one else apologizes. You know, there's 25, 30 Muslim states out there. Yep. None of them apologize for insisting that their national religion be Islam. You know, we just want one Jewish state. That's the title of my book, One Jewish State. Yeah. That's it. Never be two, never be three, never be four. Not trying to expand. That's just right. One Jewish state. And somehow that makes a lot of Jewish people uncomfortable. And, you know, I don't think it's going to change.
David Friedman is joining us. Ambassador Friedman served as President Trump's ambassador to Israel in the first Trump administration. Tell me about the Abraham Accords, because while I was there, there were announcements being made by folks in Saudi Arabia essentially telling Hamas to cut it out. There were reports of tremendous economic opportunities with a number of these Muslim nations in the Middle East who, I guess, kind of figured out with the success of the Abraham Accords, and that's clearly got not just President Trump, but that you, Mr. Ambassador, who put so much of this together, they see there's tremendous opportunities, tremendous benefit.
Well, there is. And you know, over the last couple of years, you know, there couldn't have been more stress, you would think, on the Abraham Accords. You know, none of us would have been shocked if the United Arab Emirates, you know, got up one day and said, hey, guys, look, you know, there's too much stress on this. You know, our streets are infuriated by watching Al Jazeera. But it didn't happen. You know, the Abraham Accords have held through this very challenging period. And that's because our friends in the Gulf, you know, those who are parties to the Abraham Accords now and those who will be one day, they really do understand who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. They understand that radical Islamists really are the enemy, and they threaten them as much as they threaten Israel. Oddly enough, and, you know, none of us were smart enough to have predicted this, you know, 25 years ago. But the real anti-Israel motivation is coming from the West at this point. It's coming from Western Europe, right? You know, England and France and Canada and Australia. So traditional allies of Israel are turning on it. Parts of, I hate to say it, I'm embarrassed to say it, parts of the Democratic Party are turning against Israel. Eastern Europe, right, where Jews were slaughtered, you know, 80 years ago, Eastern Europe and the Gulf are actually now becoming Israel's best friends. And, you know, it's a paradox, but it's a shame that traditional Western allies are turning on Israel because they're turning on their own values.
Yeah. What do you think is next for President Trump? Obviously, you and I are both very big supporters, very big boosters of the president. I was so happy when he said, yeah, we will move the embassy. I know everybody said we'll do it. I'm actually going to do it. Let's get it done. Boom. Tell me when it's over. But what is next? I mean, he's taken out the threat of Iranian nuclear power for the foreseeable future, the nuclear weapons. Can he bring lasting peace over there, do you think?
I think he can because of his strength. I mean, he is so well respected in the Middle East, which is where, you know, in the Middle East, you have two choices. You can be strong or you can be dead. Right. And so, you know, he, you know, everybody gets that. He's incredibly strong. I'm so proud of him. I mean, he's done in the last 7-8 months what no president has done in a full 4-year term. He's projecting that strength. He's doing it everywhere. He did it just today in off the coast of Venezuela. I mean, he is just basically saying, look, we have our values, we have our red lines, we stand for freedom and prosperity, and you want to join with us, fine. You don't, you know, we're going to make your lives as unpleasant as possible. And that's just being exported all around the world. The respect that the world has for America now is off the charts. Now, look, the only fear is, you know, what happens next? I mean, but we don't need to worry about it yet. We got three plus more years of the Trump presidency. So we got plenty of time to cure a lot of ills. Look, I think he will expand the Abraham Accords. I think that look at Israel over the last few months. I mean, is there, other than America, is there a country in the world that has a better military than Israel, that has better intelligence than Israel, that's got better technology than Israel? There's nobody. And you know, that strength is what makes Israel such an attractive partner, is what made them attractive to the Emirates, to Morocco, to Bahrain, and it will continue to drive the Accords. Not because anybody, you know, wakes up in the morning and says, we love Israel, they become great Zionists. It's because, you know, in that part of the world, it's about, you know, is this a good partner? Do we have, are we gonna strengthen each other? And no one is stronger than Israel. I mean, apart from America, you know, who in the world is stronger than Israel? I mean, they can do things nobody else can do, and they've proven it.
They have indeed. I've got to tell you, one of the things that I was so impressed with the exception probably of the staffers at Haaretz in Israel, everybody else loves President Trump. I saw more Trump.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Banners and signs and everyone I spoke with told me how much they love President Trump. I got one of the last remaining MAGA kippahs to bring home. I mean, it was an amazing experience.
They love him. They love him. I've told them, you know, I said to him, let me bring you to Israel again, because I can, you know, Israel, the biggest stadium in Israel is only about 40,000 seats, but you know, I could fill it up, you know, four times over. The people there love you. They like no other country in the world. If he could get, you know, 90% of the vote. And remember, you know, we're talking about a country of Jews that Jews don't usually agree on anything, right?
That's
we don't agree on anything.
That's right.
We don't agree on what time of day it is, but they agree on that. They agree on Trump. They really, really love him and admire him for good reason. I mean, he deserves it.
Oh, he absolutely does. I think the only guy that would be concerned, maybe, Isaac Herzog has a few more years left on his term, but 2028, if President Trump wants to run for president of Israel, I think they've already got the campaign buttons ready to go.
He and a landslide.
He would. Hey, you mentioned your book, Mr. Ambassador. What's the best way for folks to get that? Because I'd love for them to get it and read it.
Well, you know, it's called One Jewish State, you know, subtitled The Last Best Hope to Resolve the Israeli-Palestinian Conflict. It's a totally different view. It's not a view that, you know, you read about in any of the mainstream media. It's the idea that Israel is the best sovereign, is the only sovereign that can really take over all of this land, including the areas that are disputed today, and make it better, not just for Jews, not just for Christians, but for Arabs, for Muslims, for Palestinians as well. And they have a track record of doing it. So it's about Israeli sovereignty and how that benefits all. And it's available wherever you buy books, you know, Amazon or all the bookstores. And thank God it's doing great.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, if it's all right with you, we'll put it up in the Jeff Katz Book Club on the website. Send people directly there. And with the October 7th anniversary coming up, I would love to get you back and talk a little bit more if you're amenable.
Anytime. I love talking to you. Anytime.
Yeah, great man. Thank you so much. That is Ambassador Friedman, who served as President Trump's ambassador to Israel, Ambassador David Friedman, during the first Trump presidency, and did an amazing job. We hear about those Abraham Accords, and he was quite modest here today. Let me tell you something. Yes, President Trump was the man who spearheaded everything, but when you got down to details, Ambassador Friedman was there getting it done. Great guy. So we'll get him back. Again, we've got October the 7th coming up. Now, it's a weird thing, just so you know. Well, everything, right? It's Jewish, so of course there's going to be a slightly off component. We've got a different calendar, you know, the Jewish people do. We've got a lunar calendar. So October the 7th is not actually October the 7th in the same way. But for my purposes, for your purposes, October the 7th, 2025, we will clearly go back and reexamine everything that happened. As you know, we end each Friday show with Atikva because there always has to be hope. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.